kind of funny. Grab a puzzle buddy.
A cigarette boat is like a super expensive boat. It's like that long one that like rich dudes smoke cigars on and like finger their mistress on or whatever.
This episode's gonna be called Problematic.
Why? It's called Wet Mouth.
Because I'm...
And you know it. Spits. Shows her wet ass mouth spitting on me from across the table. Look at this guy. Oh, it must be a good podcast. Rudick started itching his eyes with his palms.
I do itch my eyes a lot in this podcast. I got a guitar over there if anybody wants to.
No, we don't. Want to watch you play Free Falling for the 1,000th
time. I'm pretty good. I think I got it down.
No, you still have it.
I think I got
the
it
only
down.
Song that matters is Lullaby by Sean Mullins. It's the only song that's ever made. History.
He's gonna
be all right. Rockabye!
That is one of the two songs that I do not know.
Rockabye.
You don't know? You
no,
know every
you
song.
You know every song but two?
Yeah.
Just learn the other two, dude.
Yeah. I'm very stubborn. No, but I know two songs on the guitar. I'm not trying to brag.
Which ones? Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I know that part.
Sing it.
Yeah, that's one of them. Just that part. And then I also know Smoke on the Water.
I know that
Ever
one.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
And I know some Tom Petty.
Did you see that bit I was trying to do for a little bit where I played Smoke on... I asked for a request.
Yeah.
From the audience. And then... They go like Free Bird, then I just play Smoke in the Water and go, oh, Free Bird, you're a Free Bird.
Free Bird Diarrhea. Free Bird Diarrhea.
It's my favorite song by Leonard
Schmatter.
Wow.
That's my favorite song by Leonard Schmatter.
Carl just hit a fucking wormhole.
Leonard Schmatter.
I went to another dimension where the most popular band in the world is Leonard Schmatter.
I thought you said Leonard Schmatter.
Leonard Schmatter.
All
right, real quick, you guys give me all the purple pieces.
Anna, do you have any questions for
Hey, purple, is that the color of your beautiful heart?
Oh, shut up.
That's the color of the heart my uncle got in the First World War for dying for
Do I have
country.
Any questions you just
Real
said?
Funny, Carl.
Yeah. You guys, I can't talk
Real
about...
Real funny stuff, Carl.
I can't
My great-grandpa was a doctor in World War I, and he would jack off wounded soldiers.
They didn't call it a foxhole, you know what I mean?
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. My grandpa was a doctor in World War I. He used to jack off soldiers, and he was killed by a man's penis.
Yeah.
We have a picture of him.
He was killed by mansplaining.
Yeah, he was a sergeant jacker.
He mansplained him to death. You keep jacking people off like this, Spaeth, and you'll make it to corporal in no time.
They called him the rabbit hole.
Yeah, if this is a visual podcast, me jacking off these two guys beside me would be really funny.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's just audio, because technology hasn't caught up to letting people see things.
Yeah, wait, yes it has.
Not yet.
Nope, not in the million years.
Yeah. Not in the million years?
Not in the million years that podcasts have existed.
Yeah. Anna, do you have any questions for Rand's dumbass?
You better watch it, little buddy.
First of all, how dare you?
Thank you, Emma.
No, I was talking to you.
Get him.
Oh, God, now.
Hold on, I need
this. I can't make sense of any of this.
Anna, you are rocking and rolling over there.
I don't know
you
how.
You haven't seen a unicorn before, huh?
Anna, sometimes
I'm putting together the pieces like, it's beautiful.
I saw this one in the field. I actually took this picture. Is that you in the picture?
Thank you.
No, when were you a redhead, Anna?
Anna, answer the man.
Were you a redhead?
Just grill her.
Back in...
Anna, were you a redhead on the night of June 4th, 1989?
Yes.
Do you guys think emotions have...
Feelings.
Good night, Rudy.
Do you think emotions have feelings?
Do you think unicorns have emotions?
No.
It's just
no.
I think they're savage creatures and will penetrate you.
What?
Yeah,
what?
They got a horn.
Unicorns?
They got a horn on both sides of their body.
They use that to no. That's horrifying. They're monsters. Now I thought they were. They're
no.
Good.
They're evil.
Hey, Rudy.
What?
They also didn't exist.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they actually are. Monsters.
Rand, don't be an asshole.
Unicorns aren't real.
Rand. Don't be an asshole.
There would never be a horse with a horn like that.
We're gonna take two on that one. Fuck, marry, kill a minotaur, centaur, and a unicorn. Anna, go ahead.
Wait.
Why don't me and Carl
no,
do this?
No.
All right. No. Fine.
What's a minotaur?
A minotaur is the bullhead in the middle of the labyrinth, you dumb fuck.
Imagine like Channing Tatum with a bull's head.
I'll find a picture of a minotaur online for you.
Yeah.
Imagine Channing Tatum.
There's a minotaur, a good imagine, picture one, at lemonparty.org if you want to look that up.
Oh, did you know that song that Radiohead has where it's like, yesterday I woke up sucking a lemon is about lemonparty.org?
Nuh-uh.
No way.
Do you know about Lemon Party?
Yeah, I do. Anna, a minotaur, imagine Channing Tatum but with the same head. That's a minotaur.
Cool.
It's a minotaur.
I'm very excited about that.
Oh, she's coming.
Oh, why did you pull up a picture of minotaur porn, Carl? Of course you
She's and of squirting.
Course, of course she's minotaur
Nobody
porn.
Nobody squirts like that.
That's what this episode's called, minotaur porn.
Nobody squirts like
that. Oh, wow.
A minotaur is
porn. Oh, hell yeah. Carl's pulling up some real...
I love
some gnarly pictures right now.
Fucking weird drone porn. I think it's the funniest thing in the world that people
take time.
Like, especially like the CGI stuff where it's like hard to do. Like, CGI Shrek porn is unbelievable.
The crazy thing is that people jack off.
Yeah, well, no, that's what I wanted to. That brings me to my next point. You love it, and some people find it funny every once in a while. You strike me as someone who likes to actually pleasure yourself.
No! Why?
Ledger.
No!
You pledge yourself to
it. Pledge yourself?
I Heath Ledger myself to it. I overdose on sleeping pills.
And jerk off.
Suicide my dick.
And I go,
I put pills in my penis hole.
Oh, man. This episode is problematic.
Yeah, why did I go to nursing school?
You ever wonder how I got these minotaurs?
Yeah. You ever realize something that make you cum is watching a catheter get put in?
Yeah.
Is that why you're in nursing school?
Yeah.
Minotaur, centaur.
Don't purse your lips.
Or unicorn.
Why are you doing duck face?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you going to nursing school?
It's a two-part question. I'd kill the unicorn because blood makes you live forever.
Blood makes you live forever?
Unicorn blood makes you live forever.
Why would you want to live forever when the world is awful?
Do something about it.
Ooh, the world is a vampire.
Kill the unicorn.
Because unicorn blood does what now?
Makes you immortal.
It makes you immortal.
Okay.
Turns you into leather, I think she said.
Okay. I bet you would fuck the centaur because of the hot pecs.
I'd marry the centaur because I feel like they're very loyal.
Yeah, nice. Sounds right.
Well, they spend all the time.
Fuck the minotaur!
No, they're wandering the woods. The minotaur.
I'll fuck the minotaur because according to that picture, it'll make me squirt.
You're gonna fuck me, men the minotaur. Hard, you know what I mean, dude?
Yeah,
the minotaur is loyal. It's a homebody. It hangs out in the labyrinth.
The minotaur is loyal.
Yeah,
not
it hangs out in
the
labyrinth.
He just
it's
showed me.
You think it just hangs out in the labyrinth because it got stuck in there?
It gets a little.
No, the centaur. Whatever you see a centaur in a movie,
being stuck isn't being loyal.
No, whenever you see a centaur in a movie, it comes up, it's like, hello, sir, let me show you all my love.
Wait, what
Excuse
was that?
Me? What? Who are you being?
Was that the minotaur or the centaur?
The centaur is always like, hello, oh, right this way, I'll welcome you to my home, I'll give you
Okay, so you're living in the woods with
what
the centaur.
What centaur movies are you watching?
So you're fucking you're getting that bull dick from the minotaur.
Yeah,
the minotaur.
Yeah, why are all of your centaur voices just Mick Jagger?
Yeah. Oh, you want to come backstage? Are you mean fuck you?
Did you think Jack Sparrow was a senator? Senator?
A yes. Senator.
Alright,
would you rather be a senator?
More female senators in the Congress.
Alright, Anna, I want to ask you the exact same question, but as Mick Jagger. Fuck, marry, kill. Centaur, minotaur.
Are
Mick
you
Jagger?
As the question asker, you're
Mick Jagger.
You're Mick Jagger. British accent.
Anna's Mick Jagger.
I kill you, Cone. I drink all their fucking blood. Because it fucking makes you live forever. I always wanted that.
Why are you squinting your eyes?
I'm not. That's just how my eyes are, baby.
All right.
Wait.
And then...
Austin Powers?
And then I made the centaur.
Do you want to make you horny?
I made a centaur because it never would try to steal my guitar.
Okay.
And that's what I love the most.
Yeah, your guitar. Even though you're Mick Jagger, and then, he really doesn't play the guitar.
Mick Jagged.
I'd take that mentor.
Dick Jagger.
I'd let it bend me over wherever it wanted.
All right, yeah.
All right, Mick.
I'd open up my arse. And I'd ask. No, I'd fucking beg for that to enter me. I'd fucking scream for it. I'd take its cum, I'd put it in my dick, and I'd make myself cum with that cum.
What? Was that last time?
Spread my arse.
Oh my god, that was wild.
Wow. Why did I become a nurse?
you know, why does anybody do anything?
Laughter's the best medicine.
You're just leaning over to an old lady and you're like, I'd let a minotaur fuck my ass. And she's like, please, I poop myself.
Oi, bend over, then let me wipe it.
I'm cleaning out your bedpans, I am.
You want to go to the commode, do ya? Well, come here then, you cheeky cunt. Oh, you want a fucking bed bath? Then take out your tits. Let me wipe them.
Yeah, let me wipe the underside of your tits,
yes,
miss.
Yes, miss.
You fucking cunt.
Don't just fucking sit there. Pull out your tits, let me wipe them.
I'll wipe your husband's cock, eh?
Yeah. I did. He fucking loved it.
He's mine now. For as long as he's here.
He fucking loved it.
Oh, I fucking shot your husband's old cock in the other room. Yeah. You fucking bitch.
Came loose, didn't it?
Let me wipe your fucking tits.
Open up your gown. Open it.
I got fish and eggs afterwards.
Fish and eggs.
Oh,
no. Hey, you keep fucking around, and I'm going to put that poop back up your arsehole.
If you press that call light one more fucking time, I'm going to come in here and break the fingers you got left.
You got left? Why are they missing fingers?
They've already done testing me.
I'll bring them over on your fucking ass.
I'll clean your fucking bedpan when I'm good and goddamn ready to. Won't I, Mrs. Shipley? You fucking cunt. Now roll over.
You think this is a bloody hotel, do ya?
I'm not your fucking maid. I'm your nurse. Treat me with some sort of goddamn respect. Yeah?
Now,
you fucking cunt.
Now bend over, let me wipe your ass.
Yeah, now let me wipe your asshole.
Let me wipe your twat. You got poo all over it. You messy cunt.
Just British bedside manner is so terrifying. All right, Mr. Johnson, lift up your willy, will ya?
Oh, you're circumcised. Fuck.
How do you get shit in your dick, sir? Fuck me.
Dirty old twat. Oh, I got to pull all the skin back now, do ya?
Don't the de-scab your pecker.
Don't look at me while I do this, sir.
Oh, shave your fucking bollocks, man. You fucking coward.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you?
It fucking stinks. Wait, are you having a laugh now?
Oh, you're taking the piss.
You're having a piss. You think this is funny, sir?
You're taking the fucking piss out of me now. And I won't stand for it. Blindos of bat, oh fuck.
Think I want to be here?
You press that goddamn call button one more fucking time, and Eds will roll.
Eds?
Eds! I'll cut off your head!
I think my guy's name Ed.
I'll cut off your head!
I'll tell you what, I do like you. I fancy you. We should go to the pub sometime after this.
Maybe get like a pint and talk about it.
What's your guys' favorite?
Seen your cock 50 times.
What's your guys' favorite thing about your homeland?
The beans!
The beans?
Me and Arm eat beans every fucking night, mate.
Oi, the part of the day when the sun is rising, you can't even see it because all the fog.
Yeah, the fog, London fog, they make
jackets.
It shines
through like a beacon of hopelessness.
Yeah.
What, how do you like being in the States versus being
bunch
in the
of fucking fat twats.
I get all the sex I can ever dream
yeah,
of.
Yeah, just because of my dumbass voice.
Oi, I just talk to him.
Oh, I go to any bar, I'm like, hey, what's that bird's name? Yeah. And
they're like, you're British, are you?
I'm like, yeah, what gave it away, cunt?
And oi, birds eat that shit up.
Yeah, birds love that.
What, do you like Cincinnati specifically?
We're in Kentucky, you asshole!
Yeah, but it's like on the border.
It's nice.
What do you think of Kentucky?
I fancy it, it's nice.
Northern Kentucky, it's an interesting place, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it's nice.
Does everybody down here have a disease?
Well, that's...
What do you think that?
Do they?
Yeah.
Answer!
Answer me!
Yeah, it's Northern really Kentucky. Died. It's called opioid addiction.
Oh. Right.
Opie who? Opie from the pub! Electricity say train spotted.
Yeah, what, it's a good movie. What about it?
I never fucking seen it.
I lived it!
It's based after me dad.
Which one? Which part?
The one where the baby dies. I was the baby.
What? You crawled on the ceiling?
No, it was a baby that dies.
My dad works at Big Ben.
It's the same baby.
It's, yeah, the
baby dies and he hallucinates.
My dad is one of them. Yeah. My dad's one of them double-decker buses. That's me.
Yeah, my mom. How does he say it?
Mom.
Me mom.
Mumsy.
Me mom. Me mumsy.
Me
yeah.
mom.
I lost how to do the accent now.
Oh, me mumsy.
Oh, my dad's one of them puffy hat blokes that's staying in front of the castle.
He never breaks.
He's a stalwart.
Women have shown them that his titties.
They say Mr. Brackaloo. Oh, no, he never breaks.
Who?
Mr. Brackaloo. Brackaloo.
Oh, you don't got no guy fucking sitting on your chair. It's Roy Brackaloo.
Roy?
Roy Brackaloo is her dad. My dad's name is Tim Bumblebum. Tim Bipplebum. Mr. Bipplebum.
Oh, Mr. Bipplebum?
Yeah, Mr. Bipplebum. He was a fictitious umbrella for a long time.
Oi, his mom's a raincoat.
My mom's a raincoat. My dad is a puffy hat. One of them flat hats that a Peaky Blinder wears. That's my dad.
Right.
Tell me more about Ron Blakeloo.
Roy Brackaloo.
Who?
He's a fucking... He's a guardsman for the Queen.
And he also works at Big Ben. He works during the clock.
I was trying to get some hot content. You guys fucked it up.
Yep, fucked it up.
You should have gotten it when they were like, in the middle of being funny.
Yeah, I know. I really screwed the... I really fucked it up.
Well, since you edit, just edit out the part where we lost the riff.
I will. Matter of fact, I'm going to cut this up into two episodes! All right, we can start to wrap up. This has been great, you guys.
We got pretty good headway on this puzzle.
Yeah, way more than I was expecting.
Yeah, I'm sweaty.
Really?
Wow.
You're sweating?
Yeah. Well, I put icy hot on my turf toe.
Spreading?
I put icy hot on my turf toe and it's radiating up my body now. Pray for my turf toe, you guys. Prayers?
That does suck. Turf toe.
It does suck.
Yeah.
I don't believe that this is real.
She showed us her bandage.
I think you put a fake bandage on your foot and you're trying to get sympathy from us.
Yeah, you don't play for the Bengals.
Yeah.
More like the Bengals.
Turf toe, more like fake news toe.
What the hell
That's
is your
what
problem?
I'm saying.
It's not fake news. Because it really fucking hurts.
How'd you get it? How'd you
is it
get
on your left
toe?
Foot? Sounds like fake
Did
news.
We already go over this? How'd you get
it's
it?
It's on my right foot, so I'm glad you fucking said that.
How'd you get it?
How'd I get it? I was doing squats at the gym last night. And I came up after
you
my
came?
After my 80th set.
Nice.
God damn! Fit, I came up on okay. the bar. I came up on the bar.
Sure.
And I locked my knees, and I just kind of, I felt something go like.
Like a piece of grass went in your
like
toe?
Like a piece of glass went through my bone.
And you went,
ah! No, I played it off. And then that's I thought, oh, maybe I just strained something. So then I went on the treadmill and I walked for 30 minutes. And that made it worse.
You know what's more boring than hearing people talk about their sobriety is hearing people's gym routine?
You asked!
You asked?
I guess it is.
You asked. How do you say asked?
You asked.
I'm sorry you had you hurt your toe. Do you want me to suck on it?
I knew it. I knew you were going
to
say suck on it, dude.
I want you to lap it better like a mama cat.
Do you want me to...
lap it better.
Would you like me to lick honey off of it?
Kind of. Well, that's why I'm drinking blood and elders, because I need...
You're drinking the blood of the elders?
Yeah.
You ask, how do I say asked?
Asked.
You need some CBD soda water, dude.
Asked. Asked.
Hey.
Asked.
Anna.
What?
You need CBD seltzer.
What is CBD?
CBD
cannabinoid oil.
I'm sorry,
oil.
Drugs?
Chris, Benny.
No, there's no THC
Derek.
In it.
No THC in it, Anna.
It just is a good pain
Where
reliever.
Where do I get it?
You can get it anywhere.
Anna, why isn't there an M at the end of your last name? She might as well be a palindrome all around. Anna's a palindrome. Why not have Mazum be a palindrome?
Yeah,
I mean, my last name is almost a palindrome.
Hey, your cousin cut my hair.
Yeah, he's really
what?
Good at it.
Your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin Sam.
Okay, shout out. Where does he work?
Yeah.
It looks great. Where does he work?
G. Salzano's.
He works
on
at...
Vine Street.
What is it called?
G. Salzano's on Vine Street.
Yeah, shout out
Check
to
out.
Sam Sauders.
Go get
He's
your hair
kid.
Cut by him.
Go get your hair cut by him. You can name drop me or Carl for absolutely no discount, but a fun conversation.
Yeah. I forgot how to talk for a second.
Puzzles away!
Let's plug it and tug it real quick since we're towards the end.
When is this coming out?
Well, I'm going to cut it up into two episodes. The first half will come out today.
All right.
What? Yes, that's right.
I have a lot to plug.
Wow.
Carl, take it away.
Okay, no.
If you also like the sound of Anna Mazza's voice, you can catch her April 4th with the Meme Boys at Motor Pub for Motormouth Presents The Meme Boys. There's also, on April 2nd, Motormouth Presents Zach Peterson featuring myself and is hosted by Ram Barnacle. Anna Mazza is hosting the Meme Boys one. Also,
yes.
On April 15th, Michael Myers and Justin Golock and Laura Sanders and Kamari Stevens are all coming to Motor to do a show.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah. I'm closing out the Pro-Am at Go Bananas 2 on the 10th.
Heck yeah.
And then, don't forget, April 15th is tax day, everyone. Make sure
April
you go
15th.
Get your taxes done.
Fill out the 1099, and I hope you saved your receipts.
Oh, can I plug this show?
A lot of money back on my taxes.
Can I plug this show?
How much?
$2,000.
Wow, that's a lot more than me. Give me some.
Can
I
plug
already
this show?
Spent it all.
I'll be April 11th.
On what? Turf toe cancer
April,
treatments?
April 11th is Thursday. I'll be at the Southern Ohio Jet Ski Convention. I'm headlining it. I'm doing 42 minutes.
Is that true?
That's not true.
Are you being serious?
Oh, I asked for a gig at the School for the Blind, but I don't think I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
They said I'm too good looking to waste on blind people.
I don't think that's true, but I can't verify.
I was supposed to close out the Special Olympics this year, but they defunded it.
That's not true either, I don't think. Again, I can't verify. Do you have any other plugs? Oh, my God. I was thinking, like, before we started, I was like, I'm going to have to cut so much out. And it's so much more than I expected.
Hey, take my name off this podcast if you leave
listen.
That part in.
Don't leave that.
Listen, follow us on Puzzle Buddies Pod. on Instagram.
And Motormouth Comedy.
Motormouth Comedy. Rumble Listen Lips. To Rumble Lips Podcast. I have a show every last Tuesday of the month. I will also be on the...
Oh, man.
I will also... Oh,
fuck yeah.
I will
Dude,
also
just
be...
Just put a beep over that because it's so funny you have to leave it in.
I will also be on the show that Rand is closing out at Go Bananas on the 10th.
Oh, I'm on that show, too.
Carl will also be on that show.
I'll get on that show.
Anna will get on that show.
I'll do a drop in.
Banger.
Yeah, so...
It's going to be a hot one.
Come to the Drinkery every last Tuesday of the month. Listen to all of our podcasts. Follow all of us on social media. We got all
Please
kinds of fun stuff.
Please follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, what's your Instagram
okay.
handle?
Please. Please. No.
Anna Mazing?
Anna Mazing.
Anna_Mazing.
Oh, I thought it was Mazing. That makes way more sense. That makes way more sense, actually.
It's Anna Mazing. I got a lot of exciting projects coming up.
Who you guys like?
At Rand Barnacle.
What comedians are you guys liking at the scene right now? What's your tag, Carl? Or what's your handle?
Carl Spaeth.
Carl Spaeth.
At Rand Barnacle.
Who do you guys like? We're going to leave on a positive note. Who do you guys like in the scene right now? Who's been really...
I think...
Been liking recently?
Clinton.
Jacobs. Clinton is like always super fucking funny. And Zach Wycuff is always super funny. Yep.
Love them both.
Bridget Denham, super funny.
Love it.
She's
great.
Faith Mueller's back. Faith Mueller's back, and
that's good.
It's good. A lot of fun. Josh O'Neill's always funny, even if
Ew, I can't
beat
fucking
him
stand
shit at him. Write it down on the board.
The board.
Oh, I know.
I know.
Oh Jesus! Talk about walking a room.
Yeah. Where are the jokes? You know what I mean?
We were going to end it on a positive note.
Do a joke.
I like all those names you listed.
Rand's funny. Anna's funny. Andrew's funny.
Carl's funny.
Everybody's I feel funny. Like I've really hit a stride right now.
Yeah, I like Carl. Yeah, I like Carl
great,
right
buddy.
Now.
Yeah.
You have been really crushing.
You guys are all great. You guys are all great. It just makes me so horny. Okay, well, so listen, guys. Hey, if you're a listener, screenshot that you're listening. Whatever you're listening on iTunes, we're available everywhere. Screenshot, share it for your friends on Instagram.
I will. If you follow me on Instagram, I'll follow you back.
Follow Anna. Anna Mazing. Anna_Mazing.
Oh my god.
And,
do you really not see the pun in it?
I see the pun in everything. I'm always having fun.
And yeah, it's Anna_Mazing.
After he said it, he slithered. I'm always having fun.
Are you a Harry Potter school? Because you're always slithering.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me get one.
I'm a Griffin whore.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
I'm a Leo.
Me too.
Ooh, lion boys.
Yeah. I forgot our birthdays are real close together.
Oh, sure. Shit. Shout out to your birthdays. What are your birthdays? Let's shout them out.
July 29th.
August 19th, Leos.
Lion power.
You in the room with three lions now, little fish!
I'm not a fish.
What are you?
I'm a lion.
He's a crab.
You're not a Leo.
Rawr.
What's your birthday?
I'm a virgin. Go.
Oh, I need
I'm
your
a Virgo.
Virgo. You love this Leo energy.
Yeah. Arf!
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
You fucking
Virgos
love
it. You fucking love it.
What do you mean? Are you
guys goddamn Earth sign.
Little energy,
yeah.
Fucking energy.
Are
Leo.
You guys all Leos?
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
That's why you couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Motherfucker never loved us.
What?
Yeah, you're an Earth sign. You love this fire, dude. You fucking
yeah, you
it
can't
right
get
up.
Enough of it. You're all burnt up from our fire. Lions, bitch!
King of the jungle, baby!
Yeah!
Can you feel the love tonight?
Love, Cecilia! Stop the recording! We're giving you all the outs! Okay, we're puzzles away!
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
No! And, say it!
Well, that in, what is it? Peace, Peace, Triple D's is vanilla.
Yeah, that's bad, too.
That's what's away! Wait, no, I'm trying to think of a third.
I mean, the first
scoop one was so good. Whoopty scoopty doop.
Humpty dumpty.
Humpty dumpty, somebody sat on my frumpty.
Licky, licky, give me the sticky.
I like that one.
That's a good one. Ew. Do that one. Ew.
Sticky, picky, get me out of
jail.
Why didn't you just say the one I said? Why'd you have to change it to make it bad?
Frumpity, stumpity, somebody give me a bumpity of cocaine.
Whoa! And
what? No, no, no.
You're sober.
Let's do some coke. No, I still smoke.
You don't smoke cocaine.
I have a little smoking tickle every once in a moon.
Okay.
Smoking tickle.
Smoking tickle.
Okay, man. Trippy
feeling
D's.
Feeling tickle.
Trippy D's, give me the grease.
Give me juice, give me the cheese. all right. Ooh, this guy. You know what? This is what it really is going to be. A puzzle's away. That's what the viewers want.
Yes, bitch. Oh my God, it's awesome.